I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says President Donald Trump's deployment of the National Guard saved Los Angeles from burning down. Now, I started doing these episodes on a mission to present both sides of an issue fairly and let you decide which made sense. I felt there was just so much inflammatory stuff floating around that we'd try to just kind of sort through it. I feared this day would come, when hyperbole would just overflow the rain barrel into being just total BS. What would I do? Well, I'm going to call an audible and, in fact, call BS on this, because it goes beyond absolute absurdity and comprehension to just become dangerously either misinformed, ignorant, or stupid. Now, if somebody just walked up to me and said Secretary Noem just said Los Angeles would have burned to the ground if the president hadn't deployed troops, I would have just laughed. But I heard it on CBS Face the Nation.
But I do know that L.A. wouldn't be standing today if President Trump hadn't taken action. Then that city would have burned down if left to the devices of the mayor and the governor of that state.
OMG, she did say it, unless it was AI. It would have burned down, wouldn't have survived. That's BS. Anybody who knows anything about the geography of L.A. or could read a map showing where the disturbances, riots, protests, whatever anybody wants to call them, were, it was smaller than a pinhead on any map. I was born in Los Angeles, was there for the Watts riots. Those were real darn tootin' riots. They were scary as hell, and some of it did spread outside that downtown area. There were some problems in the San Fernando Valley. Yes, Madam Secretary, that is a real area. It, too, is pretty big. So I do take personal offense at this specious pile of bull. California Governor Gavin Newsom's response, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. It is well known the president wants and intends to fight crime. Whether his troops should be deployed is a valid debate to be had. But this kind of pap does no favor to the president's arguments. It looks silly, like something an 11-year-old would say. If these are the thoughts of the secretary, she should be examined for a stupidity gene. If it is flowing down the line from the White House, she should be ashamed to repeat it. Whatever the case, please, please, don't assert something so fake news and analysis on any media. Does it make sense that even the most ardent administration supporters are going to hear this and call BS?